Wyoming News is being brought to you by Powell's Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. With some last-minute changes being made to satisfy the state of Wyoming, the National Elk Refuge in Jackson is moving forward with a five-year plan to start whittling down its historic elk feeding program. A document outlining the long-delayed changes, dubbed a step-down plan, is supposed to achieve goals that were established in an overarching plan some 13 years ago, reducing elk numbers to 5,000 and skipping supplemental alfalfa feeding during average winters. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed in its draft plan to alter the protocol for beginning to feed by the onset of the annual program this winter, but now changes have been delayed until spring. Delaying when feeding begins in the winter was identified as the principal strategy in a draft step-down plan that dates to last fall. At the earliest, that delay now won't happen until the winter of 2022-23. Until then, the refuge and the Wyoming Game and Fish Department will continue business as usual in early winter, hazing elk and starting feeding them to keep them from fleeing to adjacent lands such as Spring Gulch and its cattle ranches. Governor Mark Gordon is recommending the legislature reject a $4 million proposal to treat Wyoming inmates who have hepatitis C, something correction department officials say is in keeping with local standards and with recent court cases from across the country. 138 inmates in Wyoming's prisons have hepatitis C in one of three categories of severity. Currently, the state treats those who have deteriorated into the two worst categories. Treatment, which in recent years has effectively cured the viral condition, is expensive. A corrections department official told lawmakers last month that it can cost thousands of dollars. An NBC News story from 2018 reported that some treatments can cost more than $80,000 in total. Robert Lampert, the director of the corrections department, told lawmakers last month that while people on Medicare or Medicaid are fully covered for hepatitis C treatment, inmates can't enroll in either program and thus aren't covered. Correction officials asked lawmakers for money last year to treat patients. That request was denied, and legislators instead asked for more information on the extent of hepatitis C in Wyoming's prisons. Testing revealed that roughly 8% of the state's inmates had the disease, compared to more than 17% nationally. In that report, Lampert wrote that the $4 million request was a one-time ask. Going forward, he said hepatitis C treatment will be part of the state's contract with the independent medical company that provides treatment to inmates. Lampert noted in his presentation to lawmakers that several other states have been sued and had lost for not providing treatment to all inmates. It was costing some states tens of millions of dollars. Florida, for instance, was paying $252 million for hepatitis C treatment. Representative Bob Nicholas, who co-chairs the Appropriations Committee, asked about the lawsuits and directed the Attorney General's office to look into them more. Lampert said that if treatment is delayed, patients may need liver transplants, which would bust the budget. Nicholas wondered aloud if the state could selectively expand Medicaid to cover inmates, which could, in turn, shift the cost of covering all the patients onto both the state and the federal government.
It's been said when you're driving your pickup truck in Wyoming, you feel like the quarterback leading your football team on a winning drive. I'm Craig Bull, coach of the Wyoming Cowboys. Every pickup driver holds the key to road trip success, a fastened seatbelt. Pickup trucks are twice as likely to roll over than cars in fatal crashes. Taking the time to buckle up every trip is the single most effective thing you can do to protect yourself in a crash. Buckle up in your pickup, every trip, every time, and go Pokes. This message is from the Wyoming Seatbelt Coalition.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Your pal Ace has all the supplies you need to get your yard ready for winter. Talk to the friendly staff at your Ace Hardware in downtown Powell.
Southern Wyoming is bracing for its next winter storm with high winds and blowing and drifting snow in the forecast. The Cheyenne Office of the National Weather Service is predicting wind gusts of up to 75 miles per hour for areas of southeast Wyoming, with snow in the forecast for the Sierra Madre and Snowy Range Mountains. 6 to 10 inches of snow could fall, with as much as 15 inches in the higher elevations. A high wind warning is in effect through Tuesday night. Travelers are urged to monitor weather conditions before they depart to make sure your vehicle is in good working condition and to carry an emergency winter kit in case you become disabled in the middle of a blizzard. A Jackson man injured his back Friday morning after he accidentally went over a 30 to 40 foot cliff on a snow machine. Teton County Search and Rescue sent a team on snowmobiles to an area within a mile of Toppings Lake to help the man, who is unable to move after landing squarely on his snow machine and significantly hurting his back. The cliff he went over is in the Leidy Highlands east of Triangle X Ranch. The 25-year-old Jackson man, with a few other locals, were all experienced riders familiar with the area that they were riding. The snowmobiler told rescuers the launch was not intentional. Rescue teams got the call at 10:15 a.m. Friday and sent a team of five on snowmobiles to assess the man and package him into a toboggan. He was taken to an area hospital. This look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.